on a beautiful Saturday morning. It is so nice. I was outside early morning, about quarter to four, and it was chilly. You know how exciting that is?
Well, I went
night. I had goosebumps.
I went night fishing, and it was so beautiful. You know, at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I finally I slept on the boat, and I didn't bring – what happened is actually my boat flooded. I had a leak in the hole. I didn't realize it, and it soaked my sleeping bag.
Oh!
So I slept out on the boat, and all I had was like a beach towel. And I was wrapped up in this beach. It was absolutely cold. This is like a week or so ago. So, I know. It's starting to feel a little bit like fall. You know, getting out in the early morning at the yard, too. You know, we usually get at the yard around 5 o'clock as a crew, and we all were kind of feeling a little relief. Little bit of cool breeze in that early morning. It's really nice.
Now, the benefits of trees go on and on and on, but what are some of the dangers as it relates to disease and pathogens that we have to be aware of?
Yeah, you know, Arizona enjoys, from a bug standpoint, the benefits of really high temperatures in the summer and what can be very extreme low temperatures in the winter, which tends to kill off a lot of our insects so that they don't overwinter and have a generational multiplication of their numbers. When we have a mild winter, we often have a very high insect problem in the spring on our trees and shrubs. But as the temperatures start to drop in the fall, for the same reasons, the insect populations can start to flourish again, and you need to be kind of careful. We do have some problems with various gnawing and the gnawing insects, they call them, that are chewing on the leaves and the fruit on some of our fruit trees and others. You have piercing insects, which pierce and suck, and then you have gnawing insects that chew and devour, caterpillars and sharpshooters and other types of insects that invade our landscapes. But by the way, they do have their natural predators. As populations increase, it's boom time for their predators, because then they've got a lot of prey. And sometimes most of our insect problems, if they're allowed to just run their natural cycle, will eventually, although they've done some cosmetic damage to some of our plants, they will eventually be reduced in numbers by their natural predators stepping in and starting to do their work. And then, of course, if we wait another couple of months until we get our first couple of freezes, then it will usually finish off the rest of that generation of insects. Now, if during that time, during their life cycle, if they've deposited some eggs, well, those eggs often will overwinter and produce the new generation in the spring. So you have this cycle it's a natural cycle, and many of our insects, by the way, are beneficial insects. We always, you know, many of us wrongly categorize all bugs as evil. You know, these are pests. You know, we just don't like them in our yard. But we have to be careful not to realize that they play a vitally important part in the ecology within our landscapes. And just as bees and other insects are necessary pollinators for all of our plants, many insects in the food chain play a very important role. So just be careful about using insecticides, you know, haphazardly. It's nice to have that silver bullet of an insecticide available in extreme infestations, but just be very judicious in the use of any kind of herbicides.
The overall cause and effect.
Insecticides, yeah.
You know, frogs. Our summer frogs are still out. Those big old Arizona green toads.
I know. We had one that was bouncing around our yard the other day too.
Is it just me, or is this a little late for them? It seems like usually about the end of August, they all go back underground. But
I don't know why. This guy just showed up a week or so ago, and he's been around every morning at our yard. And I think they're a function of the annual rainfall in the mm-hmm. desert, right? That causes them to emerge and get active. But yeah, they're pretty cool. You know, he's been kind of our mascot the last few weeks. We didn't want him to get inside our shop, so we keep kind of displacing him and putting him a little further out away from our yard area. But he seems to find his way back. There must be a lot of insects and things and moths around the lights because he's back around our building every morning.
Oh, they huddle around our light. They just sit there and get fatter by the minute. You didn't get a hold of John, or you want to follow up and schedule a time for a certified arborist, it's itreeservice.com, itreeservice.com, or you can give them a call at 602-788-0005.